We're sitting in the Ranger's garden just off the beach on Little Barrier Island, and while the rest of the island's really rugged, the garden itself is quite fantastic. It's beautifully mown lawns and rockeries and a little barbecue, and just like a beautifully kept English garden, like a little paradise on the island. And it's absolutely full of birds. Quite a strange sort of mixture really for a British bird watcher, because some of them are very familiar, like chaffinches and song thrushes, one or two blackbirds, starlings and so on. But the majority of them are completely new to me. The ones you can hear calling behind include tuis, which are like sort of overgrown thrushes with iridescent blue wings. And they look as if they've been shaving and cut themselves and stuck a piece of tissue onto their chins, because they've got two white fluffy pieces of feather hanging off. But literally 3 or 4 yards away from me now, you can hear there's a tui. There's about 3 or 4 tuis feeding out of the little drinking and bathing pool they've got for them. A kaka's just flown down. That's like a fairly large parrot with a reddy pink breast, and that's now drinking. Just above us in the tree there's a New Zealand pigeon, which is like a really enormous pigeon with a white chest, and they're flying around all over the place. And there are bell birds and minor birds. It's just absolutely fantastic. It's great. We were sitting in the kitchen having tea and cakes, and all kinds of birds were parading in and out of the kitchen door. All the kakas, of course, which are really cheeky parrots. There's even a brown teal that appears every night apparently, and we saw it while we were having our tea. Just came under the veranda and patiently waited, and bang on 6 o'clock Mike and Dobby come out and feed it their little pieces of bread. Normally you'd see a teal way off in the distance on some windswept marsh and so on, so it's great to see a teal just wandering into somebody's garden and waiting to be fed.